last day of October in AS 44, King Nigel sought a royal heir to lead his land to war. The strongest northern fighters all gathered in the gold to learn who would inherit the lupine crown of gold. Sir Mordain and Sir Edward both fought a valiant fight, but in the end they fell before a stalwart squire and knight. Sir Wat addressed the people in wind-blown Ardcreog, then Quilliam showed his mettle with a heartfelt dialogue. He spoke of inspiration and of a childhood dream. He spoke about the baroness whom he would make his queen. He spoke of his opponent, his honored consort's knight, and thanked him for the training that brought him to the fight. When Quilliam finished speaking, Wat gave a bow profound. The two embraced as brothers upon the tourney ground. Then knight and hardy squire each other did assail, until for love of kingdom young Quilliam did prevail. My noble lords and ladies, raise cups and voices high, for Adriel and Nigel and their heirs we name hereby. For one spring day in Greyfells, bards of the Trillium shall sing of the ascension of Degmar and Quilliam. For one spring day in Greyfells, bards of the Trillium shall sing of the ascension of Degmar and Quilliam.